we got to ask.
I'll ask the first question.
It's going to be the same question I'm going to ask.
Okay. How much does the experience that you guys have been through, through 15 and 16, help in these games where it's not a must-win game, but it's pretty close to must-win?
Actually, it's funny to bring that up, because what was talked about a lot was 2016, very similar situation. We won the first round in five games, came in and just got licked by the Islanders in game one. And, you know, the Islanders had fought through a big series, I think it was against Florida,
right,
and then came in ready to fight us and beat us. And so to draw off a few things, that was one of them. You know, it's not the first time we won a playoff series and lost game one. It happened in Detroit, I mean, a couple year, things happened.
Rangers.
Well, not the Rangers too, yeah. So it's not, it's not, trust me, it's not ideal. I'm not hoping for that to happen, but we've been through that before. And so when you've gone through those situations, you've got a little confidence that, okay, you know, once that game's over, you lost. We know it's a must win, but we've been through it before.
John, how much consideration between games did you give to maybe switching points line off of Bergeron?
Zero. I honestly didn't. I've been asked that question quite a bit in the last, you know, 3 days, but you know, I said it before, like, Pointer's line in the minus five. If you really dissect what happened, he was, we didn't have him really on for causing a scoring chance against that entire game. And it's, you know, we've watched him watch that line check the best lines in the league all year. And there was no reason to sit here and say he really had one game to panic and say they can't do it. We know they can do it. I have faith in them, and I thought they were outstanding tonight. And he clearly was on minus five tonight.
Why was he so effective at raising his game to that challenge after all the chatter following the game?
I think you've watched him play enough this year. And he's a hockey player, and he competes hard, and he. Trust me, if there was any talk of pulling them off that line, I mean, I think those three guys would march right into my room and say, what are you doing? But it's a challenge because the line they're playing against is a really good line. It's been a war between those two for two games. And they got better room in game one, and our guys got better room in game two. So it's what happens when you got a bunch of good hockey players going against each other.
I mean, the
penalty kill was so big,
but specifically Ryan Callahan on that. I mean, how critical was he?
Well, okay, so the points line did a great job tonight, and as all our lines did, but if you're really going to break the game down, they got, you know, 45, 5-on-3, and you need your goalie to be your best kind of penalty killer, but you're there, Ryan Callahan was right with them, and just his sacrifice, and that's a tough job to have, to be that guy that's got to go out there and do that. And you know, there's turning points in the game, and that was early to be a turning point, but who knows how that goes if they score on that. And just an outstanding effort by him. And once that penalty kill, we got through that, you could tell we were confident, but that was led by Ryan.
What does it do for the confidence of this team, the fact that it wasn't the Cooch line and Stamkos that led this team to a critical win in game two?
Well, you have to look and sit here and think that eight teams that are left, it's not one line that does it all. It's even for the Bruins. You know, they're the first to tell you it's not Bergeron's line at night against them for them. They had 113 or 412 points, whatever it was, because they've got a lot of other lines that can do it. You need all your lines. And some nights, some of your big boys aren't going to be on the score sheet, and you need other guys to pick them up, because a lot of nights they're on the score sheet picking everybody else up. That's just the way it goes. Probably gets dissected a little bit more because everybody's watching in the playoffs. But those guys have lifted us so many times. Other guys answer tonight.
John, you kind of publicly challenged the point line to be better and be harder on those guys. How much did you challenge them behind closed doors to come up?
Challenge. was it of a Rose Weekend.
At Johnson, well, how key was that play by Palat, though, in the back check? I mean, to get that whole thing.
Well, we're singling out point, but you can't. Let's talk about, you know, Johnson, first of all. He got beaten the Marchand goal, the third goal, which was a critical goal, and he took it personally, and that really elevated his game. And you can't say that about Palat, and kind of that unsung hero. And he knows he had a big opportunity at the end of the second period in game one, in that situation to score and didn't. And I know he wanted retribution, he got it, scoring that third goal, and obviously that was a big one for us because we needed it. But he does so many of those things that oftentimes don't turn on the score sheet. When he does get the goal, you just fired up for him. But another just 200-foot player, he makes it hard on other top guys, and it was a really good time.
John, is there a premium now on the second, third, and fourth lines, since both first lines are being concentrated on and checked out, like tonight? The second and third and the fourth lines, as you roll them, become premium now going forward?
Well, you need your line. Ice time is not divided equally, all right? So there are lines that are going to play more than others. But guys know their roles, and especially now going on the road, who knows how which is going to be with these lines, but everybody's, we're not going to be able to dictate who's going out there, but you can't change the way you play, respect your opponent and who you're going against, but be better. Like, you got to be better than them. And I thought tonight we gave everybody a lot of ice time. Nobody really sat on the bench. Everybody was engaged, and that's going to happen when we get game three.
Given the raised pressure to win this game, Yanni scoring the first goal, how important was kind of set the tone where they had Boston chasing you guys all night on the scoreboard?
I'm sorry, what's
that? Yanni scoring first.
It was, for us, the big thing we talked about was let's hit the lead and make them chase us instead of us having to chase them. And so I thought that was huge, us getting the lead. We gave it right back, unfortunately, but we did get that second one. And so you make them hopefully play a little different. Make them chase you, make them press. And they had to. And I thought it gave us, and we had some great looks. We had some ugly opportunities, and they were blocking the shots, or the goalie was making the saves. But it's much better playing with the lead than without.
Good. Thank you.